back to Homo and Litani. I'm Jade.
Hi, I'm Leslie.
And we're a variety show. Changes topics every week. But you know what? This is our last episode for the year.
This is our last episode of 2023.
What a year.
What a year. What a time to be alive.
We also wanted to kind of introduce our what's going to happen in the next couple weeks. So The next 2 weeks, we're going to finally be releasing the last two avatars that I've been withholding from you guys. And then starting January 1st is season, how do you say five in?
Sunk.
Sunk.
Is it season sunk?
So it's complicated because our seasons don't align with our years. Because we decided to start a new season halfway through.
Yeah.
We started in June and then did a new season starting January 1st of the following year. So it's going to be season sunk and we're going to take away Emma the Asshole. It was fun. Love giving unsolicited advice. But we feel like you don't know us. I feel like you know our friends. You know our music. You know our science. But you don't know who we are as people. We kind of did it a little bit with our episode reviews. Remember, we do like a fun get to know me, but we never really did that.
Yeah, and we did release an episode like apparently season one that was a season 0.5 or whatever, where we talked a little bit about ourselves and like who we are. And we did do an introduction episode after like we had already released episodes. We've done everything backwards, but we want you to connect with us and we want to connect with you, our listeners. So we do want to be able to share more of ourselves in this new season to kind of let you all know about our struggles, worries, our happiness, ups and downs, and just invite you into our world.
Yeah, and you know, since it's coming to an end, I think it's a very appropriate thing for us to kind of add that to our new segment. So now it'll be Thoughtful Moment. I think the title is going to be Catch Up, but still workshop in the name. We need to figure that out.
TBH.
And then, of course, science. I mean, y'all not going to get rid of me that easy, does it? But, yeah, and we want to thank our 65% new followers that we got this year. Thank you so much. Hopefully next year you'll get to know us because I highly doubt you went all the way back to 2020 to listen to those episodes.
It's okay, baby. You don't have to.
Yeah, there's hundreds, baby. It's fine. But we'll be releasing new episodes. Our first Thoughtful Moment, you might have some familiar voices or some familiar ladies, but starting January 1st is going to be our first episode. So this one's just going to be a quick little wrap up of the year and kind of Palestine. We have to touch on Palestine.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to. I know you want to stay silent.
Were you silenced? Yeah, we are going to wrap up on our year individually. But yes, I do think it's important that we speak on behalf
of the Palestinians.
of our brothers and sisters. I think it's important that we continue to do our best effort to let you all know like where we stand when it comes to like the liberation of the marginalized and oppressed communities and diaspora, Palestinians being one of them. And so we will get into that, but have it known that I've been about liberation of Palestinians for years.
Years, guys. Years.
And I have an alibi that I already showed Jay.
Yeah.
So if there's any question about me supporting the struggle and supporting the freedom, it can't be questioned.
All right, let's get into that struggle. All right, so tell me this little anecdote that you had that makes you pro-Palestine. So what, you've known about it since what, the 90s? Listen, or how long has this thing been going on? Here, let me...
For like 47 yes, years, I have, 48 years.
I have a map. Palestine, before the invasion of Israel, was started in 1947 when the settlements started happening. So quite literally a long time.
Yeah, it's
half a decade.
It's been a really long time ago.
I mean, half a century.
And honestly, like the fight for Palestinians has been really long.
Yeah.
Very brutal, very cruel, and inhumane.
Mm-hmm.
But I think something that's really important to know is that this is not that difficult. Like, it's not like rocket science, you know. Like, the science episode that Jake comes out with, like, those are harder. The facts are literally that Israel declared themselves a state, and I may, like, be kind of, like, getting my facts wrong, but from what I know, they declared themselves, like, we are going to go to Palestine and take over, and we are going to take their land, their state, and it was funded and supported by Europe and the USA, specifically the UK. And there was, like, some exchange of paper, some words, some books, some this, some that, and Palestine was this under Jordan and Egypt and I don't know what and this and that. With all of that I'm saying is that this requires folks to do the work of educating yourselves. There's a lot of books and a lot of literature and a lot of actual Palestinians out there that are authors, journalists, out here writing, educating you where this started, where the inception of this, you know, kind of began, and the long journey to today of what we're seeing today. And, you know, this is Israel, not Jews, which is very confused nowadays with being anti-Semitic and, you know, Zionism was created by an extremist, essentially equivalent to like Proud Boys and the Ku Klux Klan that we have here. So all in all is that Palestine deserves to have their state, have their land, have their people, have their property, have their culture, have their heritage of where the times and before the times.
For sure.
So this, there is nothing difficult about this. This is the fact that white people stay hating on indigenous and black and Africans and anyone of any colored skin, and they will do anything and everything to fuck anyone who is a shade darker than this pasty white that we see. So really educate yourselves. What is going on right now in Palestine is absolutely horrendous. It's a genocide, ethnic cleansing, completely to the max. I mean, textbook genocide. Yeah. And you're having historians and lawyers really tell you that this is what's going on. And you have people like, I don't know. I don't really see anything. And that's really what the frustrating thing is, that now that we have so much social media and things are being televised and the extremes that propaganda is the extreme that propaganda is being used for is horrible. The washing of everything is horrible. And I don't know, just the fact that you're going to see a video and believe something, it's like insane. Yeah. And I honestly think that if you are someone right now that isn't like reading the news or whatever, watching the news, or has completely unplugged, it goes once again similar to like Black Lives Matter. You have already chosen the side of the oppressor and you are complicit in what's happening. We are complicit because we live in the USA and Biden is sending $100 billion million checks weekly. So it is the minimum that we can do is use our mighty platform to let you know that we stand with Palestine and educate ourselves, educate the people around us, and do anything that we can to boycott some of these big brands that are once again funding this war in Palestine, because it's not Israel. And I don't know, I just really hope people can understand that there's a lot of history here, there's a lot of culture, and that quite literally, like, lineages have been murdered, completely wiped off. And I don't know, it's been really heavy on my heart. I feel really, really sad that it has gotten to this point, even though the Palestinians were already living a very oppressed life, a very restricted, limited life in Palestine because of the Israelis and the IDF and all of that. And so, I don't know, I am not the number one Palestine fact checker or anything like that. But what I do know is that they deserve their liberation and they deserve their state.
Yeah. And the media is going to make this a we hate Jews thing. Like, that, like, that's just, or it's going to be like, or like, oh, the Democrats because Biden. It's really, you guys need to understand that even if it was Trump, they'd be funneling money into this because it is in their financial interest to support Israel. And something that people don't understand too about, like, why don't they just leave or whatever? They can't leave. They can't go anywhere. Like, isn't there one airport that's gone? They have, they're stuck in this little, in the little green, well, if you guys look at a map, you know, just look at a map of what Palestine looked like before Israel, and you tell me whose side you're on. And, like, where they're literally shoveled into a corner of the state, have no way to leave, and they're just being bombed. So they're in a literal, they're in, like, they have no choice but to be killed. Like, that's just, like, the only choice that they're giving them, because they're not letting them, like... None of the fucking UK places are letting them in.
Yeah, I mean, the West Bank and Gaza are essentially described as like an open prison. And so it's really, really sad. Like, you guys should look up what that means. I mean, if you have an idea what a prison means. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's really devastating because you're right. Like, the media is portraying it as a, like, you know, Jews suck and like all of this and how can we this and how can we that. But the reality is that some things... literally are just point blank. And is that, like, you know, Israel people are white, Israelis are white. And so when we think about all the funding and all the protection that is going on for Israel, of course, there's ulterior motives there. But like Jay said, you know, the USA has been funding, you know, Israel and their mission of ethnic cleansing Palestinians for years. And with the support of Canada, UK, France, and all of Europe, essentially. And so, well, you guys really have to think about the reason behind that. And also kind of take a step back and think about all the other current genocides and wars that are happening in other countries and other states where it is indigenous and black people of color. Mm. And so...
Congo,
you know, you have like Puerto Rico, you have, honestly, really the liberation for Palestine calls for the liberation of all our indigenous and black brothers and sisters. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I really wish that like white people would really do the work. And because I want to tap into my Buddha nature, you know, I also wish that, you know, the white folk will release themselves from the shackles of capitalism and racism and their privilege and their whiteness and their white supremacy and all these isms that empower them to feel like they don't have to care and they don't have to do the research and have to jump on this bandwagon and have to just kind of choose, you know, whatever was bestowed upon them by their grandpappy and all of this, where it's like, this is very much affecting you too, whether you believe it or not. And
yeah, like your taxes. Like, guess what? We just passed a bill,
bitch,
that did it. And, you know, at the end of the day, people are dying on both sides and it's not right. It's not right. Because that's the other thing too. It's like, oh, well, they're attacking so-and-so. Okay, we're calling for a ceasefire. Like, that's what everyone's asking for. No one is saying that Palestine needs more bombs. They're just saying stop. That's it. They're just saying, please just leave them alone. And when you think about what's happened in Palestine, it's an invasion. It's, they're not even trying to like live with them. They're like, they're essentially like kind of copying. Well, from what I've heard is that they are kind of copying like a little bit of the Holocaust. They can't go anywhere without the ID. They need ID to travel. They can't go to certain parts of Israel. Like,
it's actually,
girl, you're just copying and pasting what happened to you.
It's actually very paradoxical because that is exactly, they're mirroring a lot of like, the manual handbook of Hitler, and really seeing how the oppressed have become the oppressor is very, very, very sad. Listen, someone once said history repeats itself, and it is insane, insane how,
so
that's
true.
How that's happening.
Yeah.
And I don't see how people can't see this. And this is really frustrating how we can't see why this is absolutely wrong and why this is absolutely like, not cool. You know what I mean? Like, at all. Like, at all. And this has always been Israel's, like, mission ever since they decided to literally push out thousands and thousands of people during the original Nakba. This is kind of what they've wanted to focus on, and they're taking full advantage with this whole Hamas thing and what have you. And honestly, it's not even fair. Like, it's not really even a war because Palestinians have no ammunition. They have no water. They have no fuel. Jay mentioned, they can't even leave. They tell them, like, here's the exit that you can go. They bomb them.
Yeah.
They kill them. Gaza's absolutely obliterated, destroyed, no longer a city of any kind. And as of now, 1.something million people have been displaced.
Yeah.
And where do you guys think they're going to go? I mean, you think Europe's going to let them?
Yeah.
You think USA is letting any refugees come in? We barely have an asylum refuge program. Like, you know what I mean?
Got Kamala saying, don't come over here. We have buses from Texas taking migrants, all these. Like, no. Like, yeah. Like, it's just, at the end of the day, you know, we're not historians, but we can see what's right and what's wrong. And I heard this on a podcast, and it made perfect sense. If their slogan is free Palestine, you need to go with the people that say free. Like, you need to go with the people that are going with the slogan free so-and-so. Because, yeah, like, this has nothing to do with being Jewish. This has to be with random people from random places all over the world now saying, this is where I'm going to live.
Yeah, it's like the religious and historical context of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and all of that. Like, listen, I don't know what God you believe in, but it's not the God that said to bomb people. Like, let me tell you that right now. And that's why I think it's so paradoxical and cynical for someone to throw religion and say that they were promised this land when it's like, this land is not your land. Like, not from the mountains or California, because
J-Lo said it.
People were living, like, I don't know. Like, just please, people, read. Like, there's so much context out there from people actually living in Palestine, living in the West Bank, living in Gaza. You have a lot of Palestinian American folks that are out here really giving you the context of their great-grandparents surviving the first Nakba, of family relatives that they still have there, of actual, like, evidence and stuff that has come out from USA supporting this from a very long time ago, USA funding the creation of the IDF, USA using Israel's military to form to proceed with coups in Central America. Almost every coup that's ever really happened in Central America has been funded by the USA. So y'all have to think about why that is. Who the fuck lives in Central America? Who lives in Latin America? It sure as hell isn't white people, except for Argentina, but we already know about that. So I honestly really wish people would just, like, read about it and genuinely look at people being killed and look at the facts. Let's look at the numbers. If you're a science person, look at what's happening. And just because it doesn't fit your picture of what you thought was right, trying to manipulate it to make it seem like it's right. The reality is that Palestinians are being killed at a maximum amount of number never seen before. We already have so many people with displays. They're already displaced several years ago. They have nowhere to go. And this was literally started by Israel out here coming, thinking, like, we need to stay and we have all these people supporting us.
Yeah.
So watch the videos where all these Jewish people can tell you that no one of their grandpappy, grand aunts ever lived in Israel. They were born in Polish. They were born in Argentina. They were born in all different types of countries because it's not about being Israeli, like, at all. Okay?
It's really not.
Palestinians, you ask anyone, they were born in fucking Palestine. True. Bitch. Like,
they're Palestinian Jews. They're Palestinians. Bitch. Like,
come on. Yeah. Palestinian Christians, Palestinian Jews, Palestinian Arabs. Like,
Muslims. Yeah. Muslims. They're everywhere.
Inshallah.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll end with, like, that we just, even if you are on the side of Israel and that's all the news you've been listening to, just listen to one article about Palestine. Just try to just listen, like, because, you know, one of the things I heard on the radio is that now schools in California are going to do media literacy as a class because there's just so much fake news. There's so much fake propaganda.
It's like, really sad.
Even NPR, dude, like, I can't even listen to NPR anymore because it's always like, so do you think because they support Palestine, they're anti-Semitic? And it's just like, these interviewers are just like, no, like, you know what I mean? So it's like, if you hear one type of news story, just try to listen to a different one. Just try to get your news from multiple sources and then make up your mind. And at the end of the day, all we want is a ceasefire.
That's true. And give Palestine back fucking their fucking land. Okay? And also, I honestly think it's like, the world feels so bad about what happened to the Jews, which... Yeah.
Which is bad.
Which is horrible. Mm-hmm. Horrible. Mm-hmm. Which is what's happening right now.
They should take Germany!
Fucking go!
Take that! Like, what? Like,
I honestly think that people feel so bad, all these states, about what happened to the Jews, that they genuinely, the Jewish, you know, Jewish mm-hmm. folk,
yeah.
that they genuinely turned a blind eye, quite literally, every country, when that was going on, that now they will push the narrative that if you are not on a Jewish person's side for them wanting to live in Israel and okay. them wanting to take someone's home and evacuate them, then you are anti-Semitic. And you need to go to hell.
Yeah.
When it's like, I'm sorry that you are feeling guilty for your grandmammy's mistake and your grandpappy's mistake of not standing up and actually fighting in the war up until the ippity-ippy-ippy end when millions had been killed. And I'm sorry that your family had Mein Kampf on the bookshelf. Don't make me out here to be the fucking bad guy because I'm out here saying, like, no, I mean, if you're a Zionist, you're absolutely wrong. And you have a lot of actually active Jewish folk that are saying, like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, I don't know who Israel is, but I don't know her. And all I know is that, like, that's fucked up and, like leave Palestinians alone. Listen to those folks!
That's true. There are Jewish people that say this is not okay.
Like, this is not, and they're like, this is not like our religion. Like, the Torah does not say this. And like, I don't even know why there's an Israel.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know her. Like, I don't, yeah. Like, I never thought about living. I never felt like that land was promised to me because don't Palestinians live there?
True.
Aren't they being murdered?
True. And biggest red flag, if the U.S. supports it, red flag.
It's bad.
Red flag.
It's bad. We're telling you that red right
flag.
Now.
Red flag. Because that what you just said, that people feel bad for the Jews, you know that that's why they're supporting them.
And for so many more things. I mean, so many more. I mean, you think about the oil in the Middle East. You think about all the resources the in power, the Middle East.
The That land probably is perfect right in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was something that said how there's a Swiss canal close by over there that I think either Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, I don't know my countries, like protects it. And it's a main canal for like exports and imports or something like that.
How convenient.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. Y'all, Israel, y'all think USA's on your team?
No.
Like y'all really think they're doing this for a tit for tat type of thing? Like,
bitch. Because guess what, bitch? Once they have enough Americans to go over there, they make a U.S., a new U.S.
Is USA. USA Arrow. USA
Arrow. USA Arrow.
Listen, yeah. One last thing. One day they came for me and no one. Wait, no. How does it go? And when they came.
Oh my God.
Because if they're coming for you.
Look it up.
One day.
No, that is a really good quote. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Let me.
From Martin Niemöller.
And this is honestly like.
This is the real closer.
This is it's gonna hit you in the kisser. First, they came for the socialist, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unions. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. In this case, then they came for the Palestinians, and I did not speak out because I was not a Palestinian. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Listen, bitch.
Yeah.
That's a wrap.
Yeah. And that's actually going to be a wrap for today, just because I thought that this episode is very important because we haven't released any sort of comment on Palestine, and it's been a very hot topic and something that we wanted to speak out on. So that's going to be the end of this episode. But next week, I did promise that we're going to start releasing some Avatar, but me and Leslie did talk like for an hour and a half about our hopes and our dreams and a reflection of the year that I really want you guys to hear before the year is up. So next week, I'm going to be releasing part duh of this convo where we're going to be talking about our hopes, our dreams, our desires, and hopefully some inspirational words for the kiddos. And then, of course, I'll be releasing both avatars in the same week. I'll probably do, like, a Monday and then a Friday, like, the old-timey days. But, yeah, so see you guys next week. Au revoir.